This is Twit.
Over the past few weeks, some key members of the Silicon Valley venture capital world have been outed in the press for sexual harassment. Some stories have hit, and predatory behaviors with women founders. And it certainly seems to be the tip of the iceberg. We're hearing more and more about this seemingly every day. Joining us to talk about this is Katie Roof, senior writer and video host at TechCrunch. Welcome, Katie.
Good to be with you.
It's great to have you back. First of all, this snowball, obviously, it's getting larger and larger by the day. You discussed the situation surrounding Justin Kaldbeck from Binary Capital on last week's Venture podcast. I believe you recorded that on Friday on TechCrunch. Explain a little bit about, first, what led Kaldbeck to resign from his post at Binary Capital and kind of what caused that?
Sure. The information reported that six women were able to come forward, three on the record, publicly disclosing their names, that Justin Kaldbeck had behaved allegedly inappropriately in a number of situations that should have been work-related. And I think what was particularly offensive to a lot of people in the venture community here was that there were situations with founders that he met with where he basically pressured them, what it sounds like, for sex. And that's unfortunate and very frustrating for a lot of women who are founders who are trying to raise money. And so it led to a series of people coming forward about him. And then it actually led to Binary Capital even shutting down.
Yeah. And I mean, that's not the only example of this. We also heard last week about Dave McClure from 500 Startups. Do you happen to have an insight on that? I mean, this scenario is very similar to how this happened otherwise with Kaldbeck, right?
Sure. Yeah. We're seeing a wave of women who are becoming more comfortable coming forward and sharing things that have happened to them over the years. And Dave McClure was another example of someone who allegedly did a lot of things that made women he worked with or he worked with in the tech community feel uncomfortable. There were some pretty bad allegations against him. And so, yes, ultimately he lost his job as well. And so yeah, a lot of people in tech are coming forward. But I think it's important to remember that this is just not just a tech problem. I, like many other women, have faced various situations, unfortunately, over the course of my career. And it hasn't all been tech related. Actually, most of the men have not been in the tech industry. So while we are seeing some very high profile examples of men losing their jobs in tech right now, I think it's because right now we're experiencing a moment here, not just in tech, but you've seen it happen in some other companies as well, and to even to Bill Cosby, where we're experiencing a cultural change where women are being believed. I think that women are feeling more comfortable now than ever because they're not feeling like it's going to be my word against theirs. In fact, many of them also have text to prove situations. But on top of that, we're now in a society where more and more people are accepting that women have been experiencing this kind of harassment over the years and that it shouldn't be accepted and that they're not making this up. And so I think we're going to continue to see a lot more of this. And unfortunately, the venture firms weren't holding themselves accountable, or at least some of the venture firms. I've met many, many venture capitalists who are not terrible people. But the ones that weren't holding people accountable are really, really seeing a lot of fallout from this. And I think things will change.
I think you brought up a good point about the technology changing. Like you said, this happens in all industries. It's been happening forever. We've all watched Mad Men. You know, it's getting better all the time, but we're not there yet. But one thing you mentioned was the text messages to back it up. I mean, how much of that do you think is playing a role in this? It isn't just he said, she said. It's like she said, and here's what he texted as well. Proof, like how much do you think that is playing a role in what we're seeing now?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I personally haven't come forward specifically because I haven't had text to back it up in certain situations over the years. And I think probably other women feel the same as well. Even still, I think most women probably don't want to see their name in the news as a famous victim. And I think the vast majority of women have not come forward. This is very, very, unfortunately, extremely common. But I do think that that is an added element that that a lot of conversations are being virtually recorded. And so it also made it easier for reporters to report on, because it wasn't just a he said, she said situation. No one could accuse these people of being upset that they didn't get their startup funded. Instead, they actually had a written record that these are real things that were said.
Yeah. And also, you know, we spoke a couple of months ago about Susan Fowler. She went public with Uber's culture, toxic culture, many would say, a little bit earlier this year. And that has definitely led to kind of a slide for Uber, and definitely for Uber's ex-CEO. Did that set the standard and kind of, I don't know, set the stage for raising the collective awareness for what we're encountering right now? Obviously, that's a good thing to raise that awareness, but do you think it started there or did it start elsewhere?
I don't know if it started there, but it certainly helped. I mean, to see what kind of effect that she had on Uber, just writing that blog post and how it led to this huge investigation and ultimately the ouster of Travis and other executives, I think I'm sure it got other women who had been in similar scenarios thinking, should I come forward? Do I have a responsibility to come forward in case other women are experiencing these situations as well? And so that probably did inspire some of these women to come forward. Although I did read that at least one of the women in the Justin Caldbeck situation had been trying to get him in trouble for years, but actually apparently did have trouble convincing people of the story. And I think maybe that element of what happened with Susan Fowler certainly helped contribute to this environment where women are feeling more comfortable and they are getting believed. But I think it's just a broader cultural change that we've seen the past few years where people are starting to take women more seriously, which they should have been doing all along. But the combination of the cultural change and the written records of conversations, and what we're seeing the most is when there are multiple people alleging that they've had a situation with a particular individual, then it's more likely to be taken seriously, because when you have six women coming forward, it's not the same as one situation that could have possibly been misconstrued or taken out of context. You have multiple women who are saying that a certain individual has made them feel uncomfortable in a work setting.
Yeah. And I mean, it's entirely possible that one person would decide to make that up. But really, I mean, no one wants to have, like you said, no one wants to have their name in there. So it's, you know, less likely that many people would want to possibly ruin their careers and their lives, by, you know, saying something that isn't true. So when we talk about Uber, in the case of Uber was they had a toxic culture and they had an ineffective human resources department. And so, these VCs, I mean, they're not the people that the women founders that they're talking to are not part of their company. They're not under their HR roof. And they're in this very awkward position of trying to ask off, you know, a male founder for money. And it's so the way it is awkward. Like, I don't pretend to understand that world. I mean, you report on it. So what would you say? I mean, how do we change this? I know that TechCrunch came out today with like a template for how to deal with this, because you're not dealing with like everyone under one company. It's just a weird kind of power balance. Like, can you talk a little bit about this investor founder sexual harassment policy template?
Sure, absolutely. There was a template posted today on TechCrunch, which shows the input of various people in the industry, founders, VCs, some of the people that came forward in the new situations we were just discussing. And they talked about having an explicit policy at these venture firms for how you deal with founders, because unfortunately, it used to be an all-male world. And now that we're introducing different people into the mix, which is great, we're now getting into these dicey situations. And so while major companies have sexual harassment policies, venture capital firms often don't, because they're small teams of people that don't necessarily have HR, or usually don't. And so there needs to be a formal policy put in place, because the VC founder meeting, I feel like it's akin to being hit on if you're going in for a job interview. Totally inappropriate to be hit on at a meeting when you're trying to raise funding as a founder. If you're so passionate about your startup and you go to this meeting and you're so excited to pitch an investor and it turns out they either give you the impression that there's some other inappropriate obstacle to get this funding, or that they were never serious about funding your company and they just wanted to date you. That's terrible and it shouldn't be happening. And I think more venture capitalists are starting to recognize that they need to spell this out. It should be obvious that that's not okay to do, but it's apparently not. And so not only was it not obvious, apparently, to some people, they probably didn't realize what the consequences would be. They probably didn't realize that they would lose their jobs, certainly not in this public way. And so they think there needs to be clarity going forward about what is and isn't appropriate. As a woman, I've personally found over the years that you have men in various industries who can get drinks with each other, and it's totally normal and actually part of advancing in certain industries that revolve around networking. But sometimes when a woman gets a drink with a man, sometimes I've had situations where the man was inappropriate to me. And so I think you need to have clarity, like, is this a meeting? Is this a date? Because unfortunately, those lines are not clear enough to some people. And we're getting into these very unfortunate situations.
Absolutely. I mean, that is true. It's the same with mentoring. I mean, they're, you know, with men that are, you know, in the mostly in CEO role, you know, roles, it's very hard for a woman to find a mentor. So here's another thing that I want to ask you about that I haven't seen a lot of, but I've been thinking about. Of course, there are lots of bad eggs here, people who are sexually assaulting, sexually harassing women. But it is also a culture problem, not just at Uber, but, you know, in Silicon Valley and in tech. And I'm wondering if you have thought what you think about this. I feel like this is also a problem for men, like, because I think there are situations where a group of men, it's like, hey, let's all go, you know, to the strip bar, like to the strip club. And there are some men that are not comfortable with that. Or let's all go out for drinks, or let's have this conversation. And so what do you think about that? Do you think that this culture is also hard for men that can't speak up and say, like, I'm not comfortable with that, because they might not get the funding or they might lose their jobs?
Absolutely. I think there are certain work environments, particularly in male-dominated industries where there aren't enough high-ranking women, where there is this pressure to be a man. I hate to say it, but that's the stereotype. I'm not saying they should act that way, but that's how they are acting, it appears, and I've seen it before. And I don't think it's fair for any man or woman to experience these kinds of pressures. And I think that there should be more accountability at both startups and venture capital teams that are, they may be smaller teams and may not have a formal HR in place, but they probably should have policies that are similar to that at larger companies.
Yeah. So my final question on this topic is around kind of the velocity of these reports and the change that comes from this, because I mean, we're talking about it a lot. It's a topic that's front and center right now, and that's because there has been just this rapid succession of stories, and not to mention a very swift response in pretty much all cases. We thought that the Uber Kalanick fallout was fast, and then Caldbeck happened, and I mean, it was within days, you know, that entire VC fund was turned upside down. So there's all of this change happening so quickly. Do you think this is a sign of good things to come? Is this, I mean, obviously it's good that people are talking about it, but does this give you hope for kind of the future in Silicon Valley?
Look, I don't take any joy in seeing these people fall from where they were. And, you know, there's some very successful names mentioned that had careers going for them, and it's sad for me to see. Right. But at the same time, I do think this needs to happen, because unfortunately, these issues have been going on for too long and somehow they weren't being addressed. And I guess what it's taken is if these venture teams aren't holding their people accountable, then the public is holding them accountable. The media is holding them accountable. And I hope that we don't have to continue down that path. I hope that these things are more quietly addressed and that people are able to handle these situations more quietly. But I do think in the coming weeks, we are going to hear about more and more situations. You know, as reporters, we have been hearing about various situations which we've reported on, and I think that it's going to be a difficult few weeks or even few months for the venture capital industry. But the key is to learn from this and make better decisions going forward. And I really agree with what was written on TechCrunch today about having formal policies so that there's no gray area about what is and what isn't appropriate, how to act at work meetings, especially when you have power over the situation or power over a person's career. And this isn't just the VC founder situation. This goes for, you know, women who are working at venture firms, or whether they're other venture partners, which there aren't very many female venture partners, which I think is part of the problem, but or their associates or their secretaries. I just believe in general, if a man has power over a woman's career, that he should not be hitting on the woman. I think it's terrible, and it puts unnecessary pressure on a woman that puts them in an uncomfortable situation, and it's part of the reason, one of many reasons, that some women have faced challenges in moving up the career ladder. I think that this is not just about sexual harassment, though, when women face trouble moving up the in the workforce. I think there's a lot of sexism that is a little more understated. I see a lot of men, including tech men in tech, who are very condescending to women in a way that they wouldn't be with a man with the same experience, the same knowledge, the same qualifications. And so I think actually sometimes it's the unconscious forms of sexism that are just as damaging, if not more. And so I think it's important to now be aware, or to always be aware, of all forms of sexism, because in all sorts of forms of discrimination. As you mentioned earlier, it's not just women who've experienced some of these challenges, but also men. It could be any sort of dynamic, but people should be treated equally. We should be equals. If we're in the workforce, we should be treated on the same level as everyone else. So I just hope that we can find a better path going forward.
Absolutely agree.